Hi, Gloria Liebecker here with Healing You. Do you ever worry about anything? I do. I woke up this morning really worried about a lot of things that I didn't realize that I was worrying about. I don't know for you, but I know for me, I can get a catch of the what ifs. Well, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Or what if this doesn't happen? What if that other thing happens? That is a tangled web right there that can get really complicated and murky. The other thing that can come up with the worries for me is I can fear the worst. So learning all these new technologies that I'm learning as I'm developing my sense of self in the world and wanting to reach more people and create more resources, what if I crash the whole program? That would be disastrous. What if my internet goes out when I'm in the middle of making a recording? Or what if my sound doesn't work? What if the internet makes everything where it slows way down and then it speeds up really, really, really fast? I've had that happen to me and I didn't like it. So I worried about it. I didn't want it to ever happen again. So maybe there's part of me that thinks if I worry enough, it won't happen. I don't know. Maybe. And there's another worry. What if I run out of time? There's only so many hours in a day. There's only me, myself, and I here to do these things. And the clock keeps ticking. And I'm like, where did time go? I was just getting started. What do you mean I forgot to eat lunch? Oh, and then, gosh, how do you make ends meet? Because then there's extra expenses. There's things that you don't expect to come up. And how are you going to make it manage? How are you going to have your resources stretch when they're already stretched further than you want them to stretch? Stretching is uncomfortable. I'm here to tell you, it's true. So, I've been getting stretched out of my comfort zone. Stretching, and I'm discovering that I can learn this new technology. I can actually even have a little bit of fun with it. And when I notice that it's getting so busy, it reminds me to come back and practice presence. To remember why I'm doing what I'm doing. And to recenter myself with my intention from my heart. Yeah, just even naming that right now, I can feel my whole body relax. Just downshift. I've been waiting all day to make this video. I'm thinking it might have been a good thing to start my day. Could have downshifted a long time ago. And yet, I guess this is perfect timing because life is a journey. What started out my day was waking up in the middle of the night, running all of those fears that I shared with you a minute ago. And when I recognized that, to take time throughout my day to practice presence, dropping into my body and just paying attention to where my mind rests, noticing the tension in my shoulders, tension down my spine. Oh, sometimes feeling like I could just cry, and I don't even know why, but boy, I could sure cry. So I'm guessing there's some neurochemicals that are ready to move. Am I willing to allow it? That's the big question there. Because there's parts of me from my ever-present past that doesn't ever want to allow that. So when I can bring in that grandmother energy of love that has grace, embodied love, then there's a softness that can happen. There's a remembering of who I'm created to be. Because you know, the truth is, life can only seem to be against you when you're being someone who you are not. I know it's true that life is for you. So rather than being scared of the what ifs and terrified of the worst happening and running out of time, what about trusting? The big capital T word. You can trust that life is for you. And you can follow your own rhythm. If it starts speeding up, you can slow it back down. And you can practice resourcing yourself in the moment. When we can practice presence, excuse me, then I've discovered I can stay curious and fascinated with life for the rest of my life. Because there's always going to be the unexpected that's going to pop up. And it's an opportunity to connect with that. So if this resonates with you, I invite you to check out my free course on my website. There's 5 videos that walk you through being able to learn how to practice presence in a really different way. One that helps you to see that life really is for you. Thanks for being on this journey with me. I almost forgot. You can see that free course on my website at healingyousanctuary.com. Bye for now.